Hello there, you are listening to the Everything Goes podcast with Amelia Rose. My new episode today is entitled, Who You're Calling Them Names, and it is done in observance of Black History Month. I believe it was William Shakespeare in Romeo and Juliet who asked the question, what's in a name? And if he lived in Africa at the time, he would have gotten a resounding response that a name is everything. Now, if you also believe that declaration, you would agree with me that ever since Black people were taken from their homeland and enslaved in America, they have been called every name except a child of God. Now, every February since 1970, we have observed Black History Month here in the United States. But while we are content to highlight the dead heroes and sheroes, we rarely want to address some of the core issues that undermine our achievements and continue to marginalize us. Two of these issues that I believe still plague us as Black people today are the use of negative stereotypes and discourses that perpetuate offensive name calling. This has gotten so widespread in society that Blacks have become desensitized to the point where some of us are now using some of these very names to call each other. Yes, you guessed it. One of those words is the word nigger. Make no mistake about this though, this is only one of the words that make my blood boil when I hear them used to address our people. This little Latin word nigger, meaning black, has found its way down the generation and has contributed to some of the trauma that our ancestors experienced due to what social scientists called internalized oppression. Don't get me wrong, no one has ever called me nigger, and if they attempted to, I certainly would not respond because, you see, my name isn't nigger. However, I have worked in inner city schools where it was commonplace for Black boys to call Black girls words like whores and bitches. Not only did most of these girls respond to the name, but surprisingly enough, without exception, all laughed. My friends, words have meaning, and speaking them bring with it power to make or break us, and to heal or hurt us. In Africa, for example, names are ascribed to children based on the day they were born, the occupation that their parents may have, the religion, the family practice, great leaders in their ancestry, but most of all, these names are ascribed based on the expectations that these parents have for their children. So, for them, A name is much more than a tag or one's identity. It is their complete biography. It is bad enough that our ancestors were denied their proper names. In fact, most were given the names of their slave masters, yet unworthy of either history or lineage, and denied the right to be treated as a human being. As such, I believe they pay the ultimate price so you and I don't have to be called out of our right names. So I want to admonish everyone who is listening that this is unacceptable. And I want to borrow and modify a statement written by author Brando Starkey when he said, "The word nigger is haunted by the ghost of hate and the more spiritually chilling ghost of self-hate." I want to add to that statement the words whore and bitch, especially when used to address black women. And I want to go ahead and ask that if you are inclined to use these words out of context or even to answer to them, that you will stop, remember, and choose to love yourself enough to answer to your proper name. So with that said, I want to thank you for listening in and hope you will join me next time when I hope to talk about the inequalities in America and answer the question, who cares? See you next time.